Blackstone Audio presents The Tale of Halcyon Crane by Wendy Webb. To those who have gone before, especially my brother, Randall Edward Webb, and my grandmother, Alma Catherine Harala Maki, both of whom I miss every day. Although they're not here to read this dedication, I know they're delighted to see it all the same. Part 1. Chapter 1. I was the only passenger on the ferry crossing to Grand Manitou Island. As I stood on deck, holding tight to the railing while we dipped and tumbled on the green roiling waves, I understood why tourist season grinds to a halt when the November winds blow. I was called to the tiny island in the middle of the Great Lakes by a dead woman. I traveled there at an unwelcoming time of year to learn the story of her life, hoping to discover my own story as well. A few whitecaps and swells wouldn't keep me away. A summons from the dead is a strange way to begin a tale, but as I have since learned, it's really no stranger than any other story in my family. As it turns out, I come from a long line of people who hover on the edge of reality. My family history isn't merely a chronicle of births and deaths and weddings and accomplishments, though it includes those things. No. The stories of my relatives sound more like fairy tales. Grimm's, unfortunately. With witches, hauntings, and malevolence all wrapped up in regrettable and sometimes bloody mishaps. Until recently, I knew nothing of this. Growing up, I had an altogether different notion of who I was and where I came from.